Soku isika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zisobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Kustudio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza siseWashington DC.
Siyabonga Blessing Zulu ngokusipha kulela indaba ngolimi lwesiShona. Olamukela ngenjabulo ku Studio 7 ngolwesihlanu mhla ka 25 kuLwezi 2022 ngugaino Gumede Saidi. Endabeni zethu namhla.
Ikho isoko esithe saphiwa isimu yalo nyaka. Unite defusing to end violence against to women and girls.
Namhla iZimbabwe imanyane lamanye amazwe omhlaba ukunanza ilanga le-International Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Women, lona elisungula umkhankaso owe 16 days of activism against gender-based violence.
Kuzabangela ukuthi okuningi esikufunayo kukhuphuke kuntengo. Sizathola nje okuthize sokudula.
Bayalisola abe-ZCT inyathelo likahulumende lokukhuphula umthelo owe-value-added tax, lokuphendukisa umthelo owe-import duty, empahleni ezimqoka ezingena eZimbabwe ezifana lokudla zivela kwamanye amazwe. Kuliviki kuhlelo Woza Friday silomculi wengoma zomdumo wokholo uSibongi Nkosi Sibanda owazakala kwezomculo ngokuthi nguBongi. Zonke lezi indaba lezinye lizo zizwa kulumsakazo. Namhla iZimbabwe imanyane lamanye amazwe omhlaba ukunanza ilanga lokukhuthaza ukuqedwa kodubo lokuhlukunyezwa kwabesifazana ele International Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Women. Leli langa linanzwa ekuqaleni komkhankaso wokulimukisa uZulu ngohlupho lokuhlukumezana ezimulini owe 16 days of activism against gender-based violence. Kubika u-Anastasia Ndlovu.
Umkhankaso owe 16 days of activism against gender-based violence osungulwe ngokunanza ilanga ele International Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Women namhlanje uphela ngenyanga ezayo eKampalakazi mhlaka 10 ngelanga lokunanza amalungelo oluntu emhlabeni jikelele. Ele International Human Rights Day lonyaka ilanga leli linanzwa ngaphansi kwendikimba ethi Unite Activism to End Violence Against to women and girls. IZimbabwe inanza leli langa loba nje ukuhlukuluzwa kwabesifazana lamantombazana uhamba phambili emadolobheni lasemaphandleni iningi lisola umumo womnotho omimanzonzo ezombusazwe lenkolo eziphambana lokulondolozwa kwamalungelo oluntu. Ubulawayo usungule ukunanza umkhankaso owe 16 days of activism against gender-based violence ngomcimbi wabalingisi owenzelwe enkulumane hall besenza imidlalo yokulingisa ngokuhlukuluzwa kwabomama lamantombazana. Udokotela Godfrey Zwairo olwela amalungelo abesifazana labantwana uthi abezempilakahle bayamukela abantwana abaningi abadlwengulwayo bezokwelatshwa.
Nga ebuya siyase sibone ukuthi umntwana indaba ihambiswe esibhedlela khonapho kulamapholisa so that irekhodwe. Nga ukuthi umntwana uyabe ebanjiwe siyase sithi ahambe ku clinical psychologist esibhedlela empilo wakhona.
Unkosikazi Deborah Mukasa weBulawayo Vendors and Traders Association uthi omama lamantombazana bangafukameli udlakela.
Njengathi thina njengabomama sizwa ubuhlungu kakhulu njalo siyaxwayisa omama ukuthi bengathuli izindaba ezinjalo. Sinanzelela njalo lokuthi inkolo ziyachiyana.
Abemidlalo yokulingisa bakoBulawayo bananze leli langa ngokulingisa ngemidlalo ehlukeneyo lokuhlabelela bethi kuqhakathekile ukumelana lodlakela emulini omunye wabakade besemcimbini wanamuhla ngomqondiso wenhlanganiso yemidlalo yokulingisa eVictory siyanqoba trust umnumzana Desire Moyo
ilanga lalamhlanje ngelomhlaba wonke inkulumane indawo ekhona esemhlabeni
eZimbabwe kusukela ngomnyaka ka 2021 ngompandula kuze kube lonyaka ngoncwabakazi abafundi abedlula inkulungwane ezingamachumi amabili lambili 22,000 abemfundo yaphansi laphezulu bagcine bebanjwa ngamandla ukuthiya esikolo ngoba sebezibona bezithwele bengakuhlelanga njalo besesebancane ngiwobulawayo ngingu Anastasia Ndlovu
Inhlanganiso ye-Fathers Against Abuse iqhube ingxoxo enkundleni yokuxhumana e-Google Meet izolo kusihlwa lapho ingcwethi zamalungelo abantwana labenhlanganiso ezithiyeneyo ebezihlaziya udubo osolusabalele kweleZimbabwe lokukhuphuka kwenani labantwana abadlwengulwa ngabemuli becina betholakala sebezithwele. Lokhu kungemva kokuphuma kwendaba zabantwana ababili abaleminyaka esishiyangalonye abatholakala bezithwele. Omunye wabo ophuma esabelweni secholocho eningizimu yemaNdebeleni ubelethe umntwana oyinkazana kuyonale inyanga. Kuthi omunye olokhu ezithwele utholakale eBindura enzikini yesabelo seMashonaland. Sixoxe lonkosikazi Sinqobizitha Nyathi, umqondisi wenhlanganiso yeBetterman, omunye walabo ababephatheke kulingxoxo.
I-Betterman Foundation yona yaqala ukuthi isebenze kuma-communities ngo-2018. Kodwa it had been a vision that had been bottled up for years before that. Nakho kuyikuthi after a realization yokuthi in community societies and world over there was a growing gap emntwaneni ongumfana. Ukuthi i-attention isuke yasesiba emntwaneni oyinkazana. Umfana wasangani uyakhohlakala. Ekukhohlakaleni komfana khona lokho, instead of ukuthi i-emancipation of the girl child, it actually teaches the progress.
Lapha uthi owesilisa kumele laye aphatheke kungxoxo yona leyo yokuthi abantu abangomama babanja njani.
Kumele baphatheke ngokuthi kanti vele yena obamba umuntu ongumama ngezani. Anto nguye owesilisa owayenza ukuthi umuntu ongumama acine ehlaba umkhosi ngoku-opreswa ngokuthi kanikwa amathuba alingana lawesilisa ngubani. Owesilisa ngoba yibo abahlala in the decision making corridor. Ukuthi baqase imithetho kungananzelela ebantwini abayibo abayenza imithetho emazweni wonke nje jikelela abaningi bakhona abantu bona nasa sesithi sesifuna ukuthi izinto ziguquke sesiphinde sesibachiya ngaphandle from conversation and from the initiatives and the effort sesibafaka le eceleni ikwenza everything themselves kungani akuselasenza into yakhona.
Unkosikazi Sinqobizitha Nyathi ngumqondisi wenhlanganiso yeBetterman esixoxelayo ekobulawayo. Isinqumo sesicelo sokuthi ummeli wezengeza West edalele eParliament umnumzana Job Skhala ahlawule imali yesibambiso e-bail kasisethulwanga. Ukuthethwa kwalesi sicelo kudluliselwe phambili kuvikezayo ngolwesibili mhla ka 29 kuLwezi. UMavis Kamosa ethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Umanji utafazwa mithi wedlulisele phambili ukwahlulelwa kwalesi sicelo sikamnumzana Job Sikhala esebail esithi uphuzile ukuthola impendulo zamagqwetha kaHulumende okhulumela umndeni wakosikhala njalo eligqetha umnumzana Freddy Masarirevu.
This was a bail application with respect to the charge of defeating or obstruction. The magistrate said
uMantshi uthe ngeke akwazi ukwethula isinqumo lamhla ngenxa yokuthi abachuchisi bafake impendulo esikhathi sesiphelile. Lezi mpendulo zifakwe izolo. Umthethwandaba wazibona lamhla lezo mpendulo. Ngakho uthe ubungekho esimeni sokusinika isinqumo sebail kuleso sihlelo.
UMasarirevu uchasisa njalo ngokuthi kungani engabanga khona uSikhala emthethwandaba lamhla.
Honorable Sikhala himself did not attend court today. He was exhausted.
Umthonitsha uSikhala yena akazange aye emthethwandaba lamhlanje. Ube diniwe, ubesiya emthethwandaba kusukela ngomvulo. Ukhathele kakhulu.
Umsekeli wesikhulumeli sebandla likaSikhala ele-TCC, umnumzana Ostalos Gift Siziba, uthi baseselalo ithemba lokuba uzokhululwa. Lanxa besazimhlophe ukuthi abezanu PF basebenzisa umthetho ukumkhahlameza.
Noma ke silokuzungeza lokungasukiseki ngendlela ke abasebenza ngayo, kodwa silokuhlonipha ke amadala ngenxa yokubana ke balamandla abaphiwe ngumthetho welizwe esiwuhlonipha. So kufanele ke siye phambili kakhulu silungise indaba yokubana Honorable Job Sikhala ethole ke ukukhululeka kwakhe.
Ingcwethi kwezombusazwe umnumzana Jenesani Ntungagwa uthi osekusenzakala kulabo abalombono owehlukile lokahulumende kufana xathu lalokho kwakusenzakala ngesikhathi sombuso wabelungu.
Ngesikhathi seRhodesia kwakulomthetho wethiwa yi-Law and Order Maintenance Act, wawubopha omgari ama-nationalist labonkomo. Namhla sesithethe ilizwe sokulaminye imithetho njalo, yikho ukwenza kwebandla elibusayo lijwayele ukusebenzisa imithetho ukuthi labo abangazwisani labo bangayindawo.
Kodwa isiphathamandla seZanu PF umnumzana Munashe Mututsa uthi umkhokeli wabo umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa uhlezi ekhuthaza ukuchiyana lomkhuba odlakela.
Uyasikhuthaza ukuthi nxa sisebenza sisenze zombusazwe akube yibuciki bengqondo lobuciki bezinto esizithembisayo esibusebenzisa ebantwini ukuze abantu besithande njengebandla kulokuthi sisebenzise udlame lodlakela.
USikhala ubhekane namacala okuphazamisa ukusebenza kuhle komthetho kulandela ukuthunjwa lokubulawa komunye wabasekeli ebandleni le-Citizens Coalition for Change, unkosikazi Mo Blessing Ali, yena ocatshangelwa ukuba wabulawa ngabezanu PF. Ngimele Studio 7 ngiseHarare, ngingumevis Gama.
Inhlanganiso yezisebenzi eyeZCTU isola uhulumende ngokukhweza umthelo we-value added tax kanye lokuphendukisa umthelo we-import duty obhadaliswa umuntu ongena eZimbabwe lempahla emqoka efana lokudla ekuthengwe kwamanye amazwe. Umthelo we-duty law wesulwa nguhulumende kunyanga eziyisithupha ezedluleyo esithi wenzela ukuba impilo yabantu ibe ngcono ngoba babethwele nzima ngentengo ephezulu yempahla elizweni. Kodwa izolo umphathintambo wezemali umnumzana Mthuli Ncube uthe uhulumende usebuyisela umthelo lo ngoba intengo yezinto isizinzile. Wengeze wathi leli nyathelo lijonge njalo ukuthuthukisa amankampani eZimbabwe akade ethathelwa ibhizimusi ngabantu abathenga impahla ngaphandle kwelizwe. Umthelo we-VAT wona ukhwezwe usuka kuchumilane lengxenye ekhulwini waya kuchumilane hlanu ekhulwini. Sixoxe nobhala jikelele we-ZCTU umnumzana Jafet Moyo.
Kuzabangela ukuthi okuningi esikufunayo kukhuphuke kuntengo. Sizathola nje okuthize sokudula ngokuthi phela umthelo lo uzadlulisela kulabo abathengayo. Abamabhizimisi bazaqhubekela phambili besiyathenga ngaphandle kwelizwe bekuletha ke elizweni ke becharge ke umthelo nalo obabeyobhadalile ke emaborder. Ama-manufacturers ethu bengakaze kwanise ke ukumanufacture okuchiphileyo okuthize okunengi esikufunayo besikuthola ngaphandle. abantu abaningi kabala mali kade besizakala kakhulu ngentengo ebincwebeka ngokuthi bekutholakala ngaphandle kwamazwe kuzabanzima ke ekuphela umnyaka abantu bezama ke ukuthi bethabise imuli zabo bazahlangana lobunzima ngoba abakufunayo kuzaba ke kudula.
Ubaba uMthuli Ncube uthi intengo sezizinzile kanti injongo yakhe enkulu lapha ngeyokuthuthukisa amabhizimusi eZimbabwe.
Ukuphakamisa amabhizimisi eZimbabwe ikuthi umuntu akweze esingathi i-aggregate demand. Kufanele ufake imali ezikhwameni zabantu. Abantu kabakwanise ukuba le mali phela ukuthi bekwanise ukuthenga. Yikho umabhizimisi weZimbabwe ke ezathuthuka. Asiboni ke kuyicebo elihle lokuthi okufunakalayo kutholakale kudula. Asiyo ndlela ke yokupromota ke amabhizimisi aphakathi kwelizwe. Nxa izizalwane ziza kwehluleka ke ukuthenga ke okwenziwayo phakathi kwelizwe kumbe ukumanufacturayo phakathi kwelizwe, akusoze ke kukhuphule ke umnotho welizwe, njalo asoze ke kukhuphule abamabhizinisi. Ngoba phela abafanele bekhuphule umnotho welizwe kumbe amabhizinisi ethu ngabantu abaphakathi kwelizwe, kufanele bebe le power ke yokuthenga lokhu okuthengiswayo. Sibona ke ngani silocebo elikhaliphileyo kumbe elihle elokudulisela abantu ukuze abamabhizinisi bethole imali yenengi.
Umnumzana Jafet Moyo unobhala jikelele wenhlanganiso yezisebenzi iZCTU.
EleBosnia-Herzegovina laqhuba ukhetho ngomfumfu lonyaka. Waqhutshwa kahle ukukhankasela ukhetho lolu lokunye lungakenziwa. UChristian Schmidt owahlolisisa ukhetho lolu wethula impumela yalo kuhlangothi olubona ngezomvikela kunhlanganiso ye-United Nations eye-UN Security Council wathi ezinye inhlangothi zikahulumende zavimba ukuba amanye amabandla asebenzise imali ekuqhubeni ukhetho lolu njalo lokuba abanye abantu bengaphatheki kukhetho. USchmidt wangenela kudaba lolu esenzela ukuba ukhetho lolu luqhutshwe ngemfanelo. Kwakungasoze kuqhutshwe ukhetho lolu ngemfanelo engangenelanga kudaba lolu. UJeffrey De Laurentiis, umcebisi kahulumende weMelika kuhlangothi lwezemvikela olwe-Security Council, uthi kuqakatheke kakhulu ukwenziwa nguSchmidt ngoba kumele inhlangothi zonke zikahulumende zikhululeke ukuze kuqhutshwe ukhetho olukhululekileyo. Uthi kumele zonke inhlangothi zikahulumende kule Bosnia-Herzegovina zihlolisise udaba lolu olwavezwa njalo ngababehlolisisa ukhetho lolu abakunhlanganiso ezitshiyeneyo. Uphinde wathi bonke abantu abakhathazwe yimpumela yokhetho lolu kumele belandele indlela ezibekwe phansi yisisekelo sombuso welizwe ukuze konke okuhluphayo kulungiswe. Kuthi kungavunyelwana okumayelana lempumela yokhetho lolu kumele kuhlalwe phansi kubunjwe uhulumende omutsha ukuze ilizwe leli libuswe nguZulu. Ugcizelele esithi lokhu kuza kwenza ukuba kube lengqubekela phambili ngoba abantu bayabe sebezibusa. Elomelika lithi liyakusekela ukuba uSchmidt asebenzise okuthiwa ngama-bond powers ukwenzela ukuba kube lohulumende wabantu kule Bosnia-Herzegovina. UDe Laurentiis uthi kwakuqakathekile kakhulu ukuba kusetshenziswe ama-bond powers ukuze kusebenze uhulumende njalo le-Federation Constitutional Court. Uthi elemelika lizaqhubekela phambili lilwela ukuzibusa kwabantu kwele Bosnia-Herzegovina ukuze kube lenhlalakahle lokudlelana kwabantu abatshiyeneyo. UDe Laurentiis uthi bazabambisana labantu ukuze kuqhutshwe ukhetho olukhululekileyo esikhathini esizayo, kulungiswe ezombusazwe njalo kuguqulwe umnotho ukuze kube lenhlalakahle.
Lapho ke belilalele udaba oluveza imbono kahulumende wele Melika. Abalandeli.
Sekunjalo, sokuyisikhathi semidlalo yeFIFA World Cup eQatar 2022. lalela umsakazo VOA Studio 7 uzwe konke okuphathelane lomncintiswano lo ngokugcweleyo. Siyabe sixoxa labadlali abatshiyeneyo, abaqeqeshi labathakazelela umdlalo wenguqu emhlabeni wonke jikelele, okugoqela abaseDoha khona le kwele Qatar. Sizalethulela impumela yalemidlalo suku ngosuku. Lakho konke okwenzakalayo umncintiswano uze ufike emaphethelweni. Siyani indlebe kumsakazo VOA Studio 7. Lizwe izindaba zemidlalo yeFIFA World Cup 2022 kusukela mhlaka 20 kuLwezi kuze kuyefika mhlaka 18 ngoMpalakazi. Asikholiseni imidlalo yenguqu FIFA World Cup 2022 eQatar sisonke.
Abalandeli bomdlalo wenguqu bahalalisela iqembu lakwele Senegal ngokunqoba elikwenze ele Qatar nge-3-1 emdlalweni wesibaya sika Group A kumncintiswano wezizwe zomhlaba oweWorld Cup 2022 oqhutshelwa khona lekwele Qatar. Kubika uJoseph Njanji.
Impumelelo namhlanje icho ukuba iqembu leSenegal libe ngelakuqala kumaqembu amele izwekazi laseAfrika kumncintiswano weFIFA World Cup 2022 uthola imiklomelo emithathu. Umlandeli womdlalo wenguqu uStanislas Mbeke uthi impumelelo izakhuthaza kakhulu amanye amaqembu akule Afrika aphatheka kulo mncintiswano.
Ukuthi ithemba likhona ukuthi iSenegal iwinile, ukuthi singafaka amanye amatimu eAfrika ivezwe amatimu anjengaboGhana, amatimu lawo amanye adliweyo, ukuthi labo bephakamise amasokisi ukuthi ukwanisa ukuthi beyenze njengayo-ke iSenegal ukuthi bezame ukulwisa ukuthi labo befike kuma-final.
Umdlali weqembu leBosso 90 uzibuzisa Mahlangu uthi impumela yomdlalo wanamhlanje imjabulise kakhulu njalo inhle kakhulu kuzwekazi lase-Afrika jikelele.
Lapha thina as Africans sijabulile into yenziwe iSenegal ukuthi iyenquba khona le Qatar, so kufake amanye ama-African countries kupisha ukuthi hhayi bayadlika njani somenze bephushe hard. And the Senegal is a very good stage. African country is a group staging 3 points or 4 points.
For Munjalo, Mlandi, Lomjalo, and Gugu, Daniel Chueshe, Uti, a second village, I would say two, so I would allow Mazi, I say Africa, I wouldn't want to find his own shop.
Yeah, I mean, I think Senegal is a good thing. A good result, and the Purus and the Manama team of Africa, Uti, a Pines are cool, Uti, a Chamanama team. Yeah, the song and that is peace and Abani. So, kind of attitude of Africa is still in
it. It can be Senegal selling Miklomelo emithathu ngemva kokunqoba kwalo namhla njalo lihlezi endaweni yesithathu engalane nemiklomelo yesibaya sika Group A. Amanye amazwe awezwekazi lase-Afrika aseQatar kulo mncintiswano ngathi lona ele Senegal, Tunisia, Cameroon, Morocco, le Ghana. Amaqembu amabili azabe ehlezi endaweni eziphezulu engalane ekupheleni kwemidlalo ezibayo azadlulela kusigaba esilandelayo somncintiswano. Emidlalweni wesibaya sika Group B odlalwe namhla, iqembu le-Iran linqobele Wales nge-2-0. Balutshwane abakade bekhangelele impumela njengoba iqembu leWales linabadlali abaloduma abafana loGareth Bale kanye loAaron Ramsey, ikanti eleIran lona libhaxabulwe nge-6-2 ngele-England emdlalweni walo wakuqala. Iqembu leNgilandi lona elikhangelelwe ukulwisa okuzwayo ukuthola inkezo yeFIFA World Cup 2022 lidlala leqembu elimele iMelika namhlanje ntambama. Ngiyimele iStudio 7 ngoBulawayo, nginguJoseph Njanji.
Kuli viki kuhlelo Woza Friday silomculi wengoma zomdumo okholo uSibongi Nkosi Sibanda owazakala kwezomculo ngokuthi nguBongi, yena eculayo kobulawayo. Asizwene xoxa lomsakazi weStudio 7 uEzra Chisa Sibanda.
Sabele,
intombazana esakhulayo njalo ikhuliswe ngabazali abakholwa kukholo lwesiKristu ezalelwa koBulawayo asizweni imbali yakhe
enkele ewaterfort ngafunda ewaterfort primary school ngaya eTenzinhlabangane high school for my A level and O level. I was born in 1999, 29 September.
Umatawo uthandezwe umculo semncane njalo esebenzisana labanye usecindezele amadlalade athize
ngilama albums angu 3 in my name lama singles angu 4 lapho ngicule khona lo Ronald Stone ubaba Mayendere owase eHarare Donesh labanye nje abacule balapha koBulawayo abahlanganisele umafti ngumuntu okhule ngathandi into zokuhlabela kodwa umamami lo baba wethu maye buya busuku ephuzile angivumisa ukuthi kuzohlabela lo mama laye angiforce futhi ngicile church so ngakakuhlabela ngingu grade 1 ngayisho yena i-praise and worship church ngingu grade 5
Njengabanengi ubonge ukukhona bamthintayo ukuthi laye angene emculweni.
Deborah, lo Rebecca Malope, yiba abantu abangenza ngathandi music kakhulu. Yeah. Ngasoze cabanga ukuhlabela ngemva kokuthi ngisayola babantu. I-album yami yayenziwa eVelocity, yayenziwa yokuqala yenziwa nguJust Percy, Lo Face, esibili yenziwa nguPMC, and then esithathu lamanye amasingle ayenziwe eRock Up Studios nguNashby.
Ubongi ngaphandle kokucula wenza okuningi ekhuluma ngezinto eziphathelene loZulu ukuthi zingalungisiswa njani ekwenza emakhasini okuzilibazisa awe internet social media kulapho atholakala khona
itholakala on IG Instagram as Ubongi Sendebele Princess on Twitter Bongi Bongi on Facebook Sibongi Nkosi Bongi Sibanda abafuna ukuhlanganela lami bangangithola on +263 713 654 704 the YouTube channel yetu okule TV show yetu okuthiwa Talkback with Bongi nangele magazine okuthiwa YouTube Season magazine
besikwethiselo Nkosi Sibanda ubongi kusheroza woza Friday impela sonto elithukela kini lonke igama lamu Ezra Chisa Sibanda.
Ezra Chisa Sibanda lapho ubexoxa lo Sibongi Nkosi Sibanda owazakala kwezomculo ngokuthi ngubongi. Ku live talk namhla sikhangela ukusungulwa komkhankaso wokulimukisa uZulu ngodubo lokuhlukumezana ezimulini we 16 days of activism against gender based violence. Singekehlukani zihlobo sithi sikhangele ezinye zendaba ebezikhokhela namhla iZimbabwe imanyane lamanye amazwe omhlaba ukunanza ilanga ele International Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Women lona elisungula umkhankaso we 16 days of activism against gender based violence. bayalisola abeZCT inyathelo likahulumende lokukhuphula umthelo owe value added tax lokuphendukisa umthelo owe import duty empahle nezimqoka ezingena elizweni. Kuliviki kuhlelo Woza Friday besilomculi wengoma zomdumo okholo uSibonga Inkosi Sibanda. Silugqiba ke lapha uhlelo lwethu olivalelisayo yimi uGaino Gumede Saidi.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kuStudio 7
kusukela ngo-half past 7 kusiya ku-8 o'clock ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 p.m. kusvika na 7:30 p.m.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.